This is Akashvani. The news read by Gitanjali Hurya Mathur. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections, along with single phase assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and first phase of assembly elections in Odisha, ended this evening. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on Monday in 96 Lok Sabha constituencies spread across 9 states and a union territory. Voting will be held in 13 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in UT of Jammu and Kashmir will be held in this phase. Andhra Pradesh with 25 parliamentary seats and Telangana with 17 seats will go to polls in single phase in this phase. Simultaneously, legislative assembly elections for all 175 seats of Andhra Pradesh and 28 out of 147 seats of Odisha will also be held on Monday. Top leaders of several political parties held back-to-back rallies to seek support in favour of their party candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed rallies at Kandharmal, Balangir and Bargar in Odisha today. Mr. Modi also held a rally at Chatra in Jharkhand. BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed a public meeting at Vikarabad in Telangana today. BJP National President JP Nadda held a roadshow at Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Samastipur, Bihar today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi addressed a rally in Nandarbar district of North Maharashtra. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Kadapa Lok Sabha constituency in Andhra Pradesh. Senior RJD leader Tejaswini Prasad Yadav addressed a public meeting in Alinagar in Darbhanga. Meanwhile, the Election Commission is taking all necessary steps for peaceful polling in this phase on Monday. A total of 65.68% voter turnout was recorded in the third phase of Lok Sabha election, which was held on the 7th of this month. Among them, there were nearly 66.89% of male voters, 64.41% of female voters, and 25.2% of third gender voters. According to the Election Commission, the female voter turnout was the highest in Assam at 85.34%, followed by West Bengal with 83.01%. Uttar Pradesh recorded the lower female voter turnout of 56.01%, followed by Gujarat with 56.56%. In case of third gender voters, Goa recorded the highest voter turnout of 75%. In Afghanistan, the UN Food Programme has confirmed that the death toll has increased to 300 due to flash floods caused by heavy seasonal rains. In a social media post, the UN Food Programme said torrential rain and devastating floods also battered north and northwestern Afghanistan. Over 62 people died in the northern province of Baghlan yesterday alone. In Brazil, a devastating flash flood claimed more than 120 lives after heavy rainstorms pummeled the state of Rio Grande do Sul yesterday. Authorities stated that 756 injured individuals have been hospitalized, while 141 people were reported missing. Search and rescue operations are still underway. Over 20,000 military personnel were deployed in Rio Grande do Sul. In para powerlifting, India's Sakina Khatun clinched 2 bronze medals at the Para Powerlifting World Cup 2024 in Pattaya, Thailand today. She secured the medals in the best lift and total lift categories with a formidable lift of 93 kgs in the women's up to 55 kg event. In IPL cricket, match between Kolkata Knight Riders, KKR and Mumbai Indians, which was delayed due to rain, is underway at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. KKR was 77 for 3 in 8 overs a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.